Well, one good thing about radio and here at WWIB, it is, has been, and always will be free. Unlike streaming video services, there is now a proliferation of this. And I admitted my failings to Mark because he posted an excellent article that I read, but I did not give him the courtesy like.
It's okay.
Thank you for posting this. I didn't even know that there's a streaming service called Peacock, which is NBC's.
Oh.
And so they're going to have The Office and Parks and Rec and all those shows on there. So basically everyone is saying we want to piece of the Netflix pie.
Sure.
Disney Plus launches today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so halftime of the Monday Night Football game last night, which is on ESPN, but I watch it through the NFL app, it was a big deal for you Star Wars fans because apparently there's a new Star Wars TV series which is going to be only found on Disney streaming called The Mandalorian. And so I quick ran up, took my phone up to my son's room to show him, and he's like, watch it. Yeah, it looks pretty cool. He said if we had Disney streaming... I'm like, yeah, not planning to. I mean, you can't. Here's the deal.
You can't do all of it.
Right. You cannot. I mean, so you've got to really. And that's the thing. Who's going to survive this streaming battle?
Yeah. I mean, because Netflix has, I believe, from the article, 158 million subscribers right now. And it's about $14.99 a month, I think, is the typical price people pay. But according to this article, average Americans are willing to pay for 3.6 streaming services monthly. That's a lot, and that really adds up.
I kind of wondered about it.
It really
does.
Right
now, Americans are willing to spend an average of $44 monthly on streaming, which apparently is more than they currently are. But
that seems like a lot.
You can't watch all that. You can't. All the
podcasts,
you can't listen to all that.
There's so much content.
Yeah.
So here's our dilemma in our house. So we have nothing. Okay, you guys, we have nothing. We have an antenna. We have nothing else. We have no dish, no satellite, no Roku, no Amazon Prime, nothing. Okay. So we were kind of considering getting like a Roku, right?
Sure. Uh-huh.
So a friend of ours brought theirs over because she was going to show me how this whole thing works. Very nice of her. Except the way our Wi-Fi is set up, we cannot get it to sign on because it goes on and like our Wi-Fi requires a password, obviously, but it's not looking like it requires a password. So then it doesn't give us an option to input that password.
Oh.
And we can't figure it out. I'm like, well, I'm not going to even buy anything if we can't. What do I do? Hmm. Like, here we are
trying to
put our toe into
Dave Ramsey,
something.
Dave Ramsey, be proud of you. You're saving all that money.
Continue to get DVDs from the library.
That's exactly what we do. We're
I mean, hello,
so
they're free there.
That's
We're
true.
So old
but
school.
But that's cool. Part of my problem is that even at my house in Chippewa Falls, my antenna, I can't even get regular over-the-air free channels to come in. It's very hit and miss.
Really?
So ours, we have one of those like outdoor antennas. It's actually mounted like under our deck.
Oh, okay.
And then the wire comes in. We drilled a little hole and ran the wire in and cocked around it.
See, up in Rice Lake, we had one of those big honkers that was up on the rooftop. And so whenever the Packers game wouldn't come in, we would beg Dad to climb up on the roof. And again, the weather wasn't always auspicious for this, but we'd ask him to climb up on the roof and toy with the antenna until it would work.
Yeah, lightning up there. Yeah,
I can get like our antenna we got. We can get like QOW and some offshoots, including CW and Fox, but CBS and NBC, not
See,
so much,
and we get, so. We get ABC, NBC, Fox, and... most of the time we get public television.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's
it's
something.
Good to get PBS. I mean, so, again, we're
interesting to hear from the listeners at 715-396-1670. Not only who has the best French dip sandwich, which was an earlier question, but what streaming service do you have? And do you anticipate, are you going to sign up for Disney today? We'd love to hear from you.
And can you help me solve my tech issues so that we can do something?
Because
I'm tired
we have
of
no
going
clue.
To that. We have nothing and I can't figure it out, though. We all tried this weekend. Trust me. So much trying.
How about if you don't get Disney, but you take that money you would have spent and support WIB Incorporated during Govember?
There you go. You can listen to us free 24/7.
So it's interesting. I just came in from outside. I do news on WOGO as well as being here. I have no idea at all what we're going to talk about.
I was thinking of that. I was like, let's surprise Mark. He's not going to... He won't have seen this one coming, Caleb.
No,
he will not. I'm just wondering if Mark's going to like perk up or it's going to be like, wah, wah.
Yeah.
We're talking about silly things that you can purchase online, including the Mighty Carver. It's an electric carving knife that looks like a chainsaw, Mark, just in time for Thanksgiving. And it's only
$89. I'm going to pass on that one.
Yeah, I don't know that I'm going to spend $89 either. But so Christmas is right around the corner. I think we all kind of know that. And I mean, I am giving my husband ideas for my list. And I think my husband never actually believes that I want these quirky, silly things for Christmas. But I do because I'm a very practical person. I don't typically buy myself quirky, silly things. Ignore the stuffed singing llama that's sitting on my piano right now. That's an exception.
You haven't brought the cereal socks.
We haven't seen it yet. You haven't brought it in yet.
I know. I love him so much. But typically, like, I am very practical and I don't. But I lately have found all of these products that I want and he's not believing me.
Like what?
Well,
there's a whole list. Remember the did we find those ones or was that something we talked about another time? It's these ice cubes that look like shark fins. Hmm. So you actually, it's ice cube molds and it looks like little sharks
shark
are
fins,
swimming around
so
in your punch
in your
bowl.
Glass. Well, and I found, you know, like the popsicles you can make at home, you know, I found popsicle molds that are in all different shapes. Like there's dinosaur shapes and there's penguin shapes and tiki person shapes. And my favorite, my personal favorite, zombie shapes. And what's so fun is that, like, it's little zombie legs for that you hold on to, and then these zombie figures. But it's like actually like a little spinal column and rib cage that holds them onto their legs.
Hmm.
They're amazing, and I want them. And
this is a 100,000
like,
watt megaphone saying,
seriously?
Dean, she really does want this
I
stuff.
I do. And then I found these adorable ladles. These are colorful ladles, and they're dinosaurs. They're like a brontosaurus, like a long-necked dinosaur.
To me, it looks like the Loch Ness monster,
really
like the Loch Ness ladle, and it's Nessie is like swimming in your soup.
They have little legs, so they stand in your soup pot with this cute little smiling face hanging out.
How odd you say that, because the Loch Ness monster was first supposedly identified through a photograph on this day in 1933. I kid you
Seriously?
Not. I kid you not.
It's meant to be.
Yes, it's meant to be.
You know what? Is.
Dean Roth, get shopping on Amazon today.
Hearing you
on
as
sale.
A 41-year-old
Smile.
Woman give your Christmas list reminds me of growing up as a kid, being in pajamas, looking at the Sears put out this wonderful catalog.
Yes.
Sears are, right, and you just and every toy imaginable,
yes.
And you would just say, "I want this," and then you'd go through it with your siblings,
page by page.
Here's
man.
The thing: I know I'm the young one here, but I totally relate because the JCPenney catalog.
Yeah,
Grandma, we would sit with Grandma, and she would say, "Circle what you want."
Uh-huh.
That was great.
It was so much fun.
It
was the best. And then later on that night at dinner, you sat on that catalog so you could reach the soup at your plate, right? That was your booster seat.
I don't remember that, but okay.
Oh, no, we use those big catalogs as your booster seat, man.
I heard Amazon actually did send out a catalog, a toy catalog this year. Evidently, I don't spend enough to warrant one.
It.
Thanks,
yeah.
Prime.
Love those childhood memories.
Well, we are going to have Thankful Thursday this Thursday and the countdown to Thanksgiving, which will be just 2 weeks after that, November 28th, as late as it can possibly be, as it's the fourth Thursday of the month of November. And, of course, a lot of things are tied in with Thanksgiving in America. The traditional Thanksgiving meal, for many people, it's football.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people it is football.
Yep. And the Macy's Day Parade in New York. One
yeah,
of the best,
totally.
Right?
Yeah. I love the inflatables.
I love it.
Yeah, it is cool. Well, a group of local high school students from Eau Claire Memorial are going to be heading to the Big
really?
Apple.
Nice.
Yeah. Five band students from Memorial High School are going to be spending the Thanksgiving holiday in New York marching in the parade.
That's
there are
amazing.
Some really, really talented marching bands around here. Really, really great. So,
they auditioned, actually, and were selected to be part of an honor band made up of 235 students from across the country.
Wow.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, they're going to leave for New York on November 22nd for a week of rehearsals, explore the city.
Oh,
and
fun. Yeah.
Well, that's
super
a once-in-a-lifetime
fun.
Experience. Awesome.
That's amazing. You know, and every year in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, they always have, like, a Christian artist that performs as well, and I do believe it might be Mercy Me this year.
Hmm.
I'm really trying to like verify the dates, but I'm pretty sure that this year is Mercy Me. So
speaking of Christian artists,
always enjoy.
Did you hear what happened to Danny Gokey?
I did. He burned his feet. How did he
second
burn his
and
feet?
Third degree burns on his feet. He was supposed to perform in Richmond, Virginia. A wardrobe steamer reservoir tipped over and scalded both of his feet. Again, second and third degree burns. Not only was he able to get medical attention quickly, thank the Lord, he actually took the stage. He still
That's
performed.
What I heard. I know.
He just kind of sat with his feet wrapped and sang.
Wow.
And it says by the end of the concert, he made a comeback. Not sure if that's a pun for the song, but performed briefly while standing up and saying, hey, that felt pretty good.
Wow.
Tell Danny us one more Gokey. Time how he burned him.
A wardrobe steamer reservoir tipped over. I'm not really sure what that is, if that's for steaming clothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for steaming clothing. It gets the wrinkles out and stuff. That's
As I look at my wrinkled shirt, it's like, yep, I don't have one of those.
Yeah, wow.
Yikes.
Ouch, ouch, ouch.
Oh, I'm so glad he's okay. I hope he's okay. I can't believe that he just kept her going. That's, good for him. Also, I was wrong about Mercy Me. They were in... couple years ago. It happens. Okay. I'm still frantically searching because there's always one Christian artist and I always make sure to like see them and I can't find them. So
we'll post it on the Facebook page.
Yay. We'll figure it out. So prayers for Danny Gokey though. Hope he recovers quickly. Painful.
Ow.
So I'm single dadding it and we've got four kids ages 14 to 19 leading busy lives and life goes on. And I know through these many journeys my wife has taken to Liberia and that's where she is now. That she would be like, well, then you can appreciate me more, you know? And so that's true. And so last night, our 14-year-old Elena said she'd make dinner. She was making a stir fry.
Yum.
And so, you know, I came home and people are running different directions. Evelyn and Elena are in a play that's going to be going on at Calvary Church, not this weekend, but next. We're going to have them on the air with us next week. And so I come home, I drop the car at the mechanic, got to get some things taken care of. And so I see the stir fry on the stove. I see the rice in the Instant Pot. And I see some meat. Now, it was not the chicken maybe that we had talked about. I'm like, well, that's kind of odd looking. I mean, it turned out it was like ground turkey burgers.
Okay.
And so I just help myself and, you know, get the rice, get the stir fry, and put some meat on there. I'm an American carnivore. And so after it was done, a little soy sauce on there.
Yum.
My daughter Grace and she and Elena make their lunches. And she's like, oh, so somebody ate one of our hamburgers for lunch tomorrow. And I was kind of the guilty party. And I'm like, how was I supposed to know it was one of your hamburgers for lunch? I mean, she's like, and I'm like, it was right near the stove. And so she's just like, near the stove. And I'm like, there's the stove. There's a plate on the counter. Yeah, I helped myself.
Oh, no.
So anyhow, and not only that, but do you ever get this with your kids or with your spouse where when you get into it and as the conversation followed, that she was just like, well, you went right into defense mode. You could have said you were sorry. And then I'm incredibly tempted to defend the fact that I went into defense mode. Like, you know, well, I'm sure. There. And so I could have possibly been heard to say, well, I'm sure I said I was sorry, but I'm not so sure. And then I went back and said, well, you weren't even thankful when I took that project to school at 11:30 and you start to trumpet everything that you did. And she's like, yes, I did, like three times in the text message.
It's always awesome when there's like evidence in the text message.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow, I was just kind of reaching or whatever. So, I don't know. Live and learn, right?
Oh,
real life relationships.
It is. It is. It is real life relationships. I had a similar exchange with my husband recently where I was like, really? Really? I didn't show you admiration and what about this text? And I showed it to him and he was, okay.
Caleb, as a hungry guy, you too, right? You, things
here's
in the kitchen.
Thing. Yeah. I am still at the point where I have gotten in trouble for eating things that I wasn't supposed to eat, but not for my children because my children are like, hey, Dad. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Yeah. Don't want to finish this. Would you like to share it?
Yeah,
it's my wife who's like, no, they were supposed to eat that. Why did you scarf it?
Aha, yeah.
Because it was good.
And you were like,
there were ranch and carrots and chicken nuggets. I mean, I don't get chicken nuggets nearly as often, and they're so tempting.
You know, plump I used to eat chicken nuggets so often. Chicken nuggets, corn dog, and I can't remember the last time I had a chicken
and
nugget.
Please understand, it is not that I'm not fed very well at home, because I am. Mm-hmm. I just see a plump, juicy chicken nugget or three and think, hey, if it's open,
I can eat that.
Right on.
It's good times.
There's got to be kind of somewhere stated, like, after a half an hour, children's food is fair game. Or how long?
It depends on how adamantly you told them they have to finish it.
I'm just going to set an hourglass right next to their plate after they finish and then
There you go.
Then Dad can come in and clean up the mess.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.